The Hawaiian delegates were members of the Kauai Foundation, a group which documents the history of indigenous resistance, land ownership, and advocates for an independent Hawaii. Ehu Kekahu Caldwell spoke of a growing sense of national pride.
When Captain Cook went throughout the Polynesian Triangle, Hawaii being the top, down over here, New Zealand, and then over here, Easter Island, when he went from island nation to island nation, he found that they were so similar, he was astounded. He called it the most extensive nation on earth. And back around 1100, the Polynesian Triangle was one of the most influential Commonwealth of Nations on the planet. And that's our goal, to get Hawaii free and to get that Commonwealth of Nations influential once again on this planet.
And as many other indigenous peoples, Hawaiians are beginning to claim a stewardship role for the earth.
Those islands in the Polynesian Triangle have the answers to a lot of the intractable problems today. Indigenous people of this planet have answers to most of those problems.
The history of the Hawaiian people after the arrival of the white men is the very typical calamity experienced by others around the globe.
Hawaiians gave them gifts when they landed. Cook and his crew also brought the natives gifts. Syphilis, gonorrhea, chickenpox, mumps, typhoid, measles, to which of course they had no immunity for. And so 800,000 to about 1 million Hawaiians, a century later, got down to 40,000 people. Now there is a word for that, genocide.
Not much later, soldiers of fortune, colonists and missionaries started to settle on land from the displaced Hawaiians. In 1893, they had Marines overthrow the Queen and declare the Republic. A subsequent attempt to have Congress vote on a treaty incorporating Hawaii as a U.S. state failed when a massive petition of Hawaiians of all ethnic backgrounds opposed the treaty and demanded independence instead. In 1998, the Spanish-American War was used as a pretext for the takeover.
They got a resolution passed instead called the Newlands Resolution, incorporating Hawaii into the United States. But the United States Constitution says in plain language, the only way foreign territory can be acquired is by a treaty, not a resolution.
And a good case can be made that the state of Hawaii is still constitutionally illegal. An independence movement was born in the 1970s. Today, the U.S. government, David Ingham says, is resorting to new, more underhanded tactics.
When I talk to people about this here in the mainland that don't know about it, they say, oh, isn't it great that Native Hawaiians are going to be recognized as a tribe or indigenous people and have whatever kind of benefits the people who regulate are going to give them. From our position, it's very different being an indigenous government from being a foreign government. Indigenous governments can't own the land. They have a right to use and occupy only. They can't have dominion over the soil. They can't sell their land to anybody except for the government that's dominating them. This Akaka bill, it's titled the Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act, is trying to get Hawaiians to agree to have their kingdom recognized as an indigenous government rather than a foreign government.
As a result, said David Ingham, the Akaka bill, which is up for a Senate vote this coming week, will dispossess Hawaiians of their national rights forever. And he urges everyone to call their senators to ask that they vote no. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.